run, oh yeah. Recovery 101 is a sober show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHAPAHACGA. What was that? Crime and Gangsters Anonymous or something?
Criminals. CGA. Criminals and Gangsters Anonymous.
PDA. Pimp Daddies Anonymous.
We don't OGA. Oh, Junebug.
I hate Junebugs.
And
I
it's
really
July.
Do. Yeah,
die,
get out of here.
Bastard.
Yeah, they're not too smart either.
Oh, now he's flying around in my skirt.
They're pretty one-dimensional.
Terrific.
Yeah. Welcome to Recovery 101.
Now he's up in Bruce's face. Now he's in my face. Ah!
He's all up in your grill.
And I can't exactly hop up and down on one leg. Because I did that last night. Oh, wait, now he's on Mark.
Welcome.
Okay, maybe we should pause the show.
Someone's going to hit it, and it's going to end up in someone's drink.
Maybe we should pause the show and, like, drown it down.
Shelly's hitting it with the downward shot as it's coming near right over her coffee.
Fine, it can die
guy's
in my coffee.
Be, guy's
going to
be doing the backstroke.
Everybody having a good time with this so far?
Yeah. They're not having as good a time as we are. Yeah. So, welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelly.
And Mark.
Ah. We're having a...
Do.
Oh, I got to tell you. Ringo, the opossum that lives in the studio, there are times, and I haven't seen him, but man, do I hear him. I'll be out like... playing a late night computer game, and I hear him like crawling around over here, and it's for sure.
Do you know what he's doing?
No.
He's eating my stash of split peas and black beans, my dried beans that I've stashed over here.
Really?
Yes, he ripped the bag open. I saw it today. Oh. So he's over there eating dried beans. He's having dinner. That's
where are they? So I know where to look.
Right over there on the shelf.
Okay. Yeah, because I'll tell you what, I'll be out here. It's very silent. I'm doing this thing, and suddenly I hear through the. I'm like, what the?
Tringo.
Ringo.
Johnny Ringo.
Makes a lot of noise. Doesn't signify much.
No. And you know what? Possums, not the smartest animals, but they have teeth. I don't know if you've ever seen a possum's teeth. They have big teeth. Like you wouldn't want to mess with them. You wouldn't want to get bit by one.
No.
There was a place in Oregon where it's the dumbest thing. I mean, you see dead possums on the road everywhere because they see something coming. They play dead in the middle of the highway. And then they are dead because they get run over.
How do you know they're dead?
Well, the big tire print across the middle of them where they're really skinny in the middle and really...
Point taken.
Kind of puffy on the outsides.
Point taken.
Yeah. It's not good.
The splatter.
The splatter.
You can tell by the spray pattern.
Oh, my God. Well, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
Shelly
made an attempt. She made an attempt to get over to do the boozy news.
Down goes Frasier.
Yeah. The rumble in the jungle.
She arose. Whoop, nope, she's down again.
Wow.
Okay, shout outs to Fran, Bill, Phil, Brian, Donald, Deborah. I think that might be it.
Who's Brian?
And Katie, because we miss her.
Katie, show up.
Yes, where are you? I've got to scroll backwards because I scrolled forwards to get to that story. Let's see.
Which was a big story.
Yes, it was a very big story.
It was like 2 pages worth of notepad.
Filled the whole show.
It did.
Shelly's doing. Shelly's redooting.
I'm redooting. I can't find that. Oh, okay.
Someone's going to take that soundbite and turn it into some kind of like Voiceify song.
Okay, we're going to Council Bluffs, Iowa.
Perfect. When are we leaving?
Right now.
I have no desire to go to Iowa. I'm sorry to anyone.
Sorry, you're there on your own.
But I really don't.
It's actually pretty. I've been through there.
On purpose?
Yeah. Drove through the country twice.
Is it lost?
Well, Iowa, though, is not like flat like...
It's like, flat in some places, but in other places it's not.
Okay. So it's not like Nebraska where it's just flat the entire way.
pretty much.
I would like to see a really gigantic cornfield, though, sometime. One of those ones that you can go get lost in.
Drive down to Chino.
Yeah, that's true.
Dave Bergstrom put a Craigslist ad.
This is already bad.
Yeah. He's a member of something that Bruce and I were actually talking about the other day, the International Order of Odd Fellows. This is an organization.
Saw one down in Oceanside.
Yes, and we've seen one when we were on vacation before.
A couple of them.
Organization that promotes anonymous giving to the poor. That's their primary purpose.
But funny, the people that we talked to in Northern California.
I have no idea who they were.
Well, they were members of it too, and they said they didn't say anything about giving to the poor, but what they said is the specific of at least up there was to help out other members of the Odd Fellows. So, like, if you have fallen on hard times or something, the other Odd Fellows will help you.
Right, but if it's anonymous giving to the poor, of course they're not going to tell you we give to the poor.
Because it's anonymous.
Anyway, he put on an ad in Craigslist because they needed to pay some taxes on their meeting hall. And they were a bit short of funds at the time. So he put in a classified ad on Craigslist for an oak coffin that they just happened to have laying around. Because they have club rituals. Now, they weren't very specific about what the rituals were.
They have
but
a
they
coffin
said,
for club rituals?
Yes.
I saw skulls.
There is a group, the coffin was owned by them since the early 1900s, and it was used in the group's rituals to represent death. What he didn't realize...
That's creepy compared to the way their thing is that we give money to the poor.
You know what? That's a good item to use for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
What he didn't really realize, what he found out later from older members, is that there was a skeleton in the coffin.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Did they move it to the closet?
No, but... When the deal went through and the receiving party realized there was a skeleton in the coffin, they called the police, and the police came down on them because it's illegal to traffic in human remains that they can't be sold without proper identification. So if they had the right papers, then they wouldn't be in trouble, but now apparently they're in trouble.
This is just creepy all the way around. The fact that you have a coffin and it turns out there's somebody in it.
Yes. Now, apparently, the older members say the skeleton's been there for years. They don't know who it is. They think they may have gotten it from a doctor in town, but they're not sure.
Oh, so it's just a skeleton. It's not like there's other bits.
No, there are no other bits.
Is there somebody buried somewhere where there's an empty coffin?
Well, apparently, but also if the skeleton turns out to be Native American, they'll be in big trouble because federal law requires that it be returned to the tribe, and it never was. So, but what amused me about the whole story is that he just wants to get this over with. He says that the government's welcome to keep the skeleton. He doesn't really care. He just wants to sell the coffin. And I'm quoting him. He says, "I'm ready to wheel and deal." So
used car dealer.
Yeah, really.
The fact that it started out with the words, there was an ad on Craigslist.
I got an oak coffin, low mileage.
Only been used once.
Yeah, yeah, only one owner.
Still a tenant.
Yeah. Take forever to evict that guy.
The tenant comes with it.
Now, here's an interesting... There was a story in Fortune magazine. I can't remember who sent this to me. Maybe Bill. There was a story in Fortune magazine on a certain aspect of what is called the corporate roll-up, where one company acquires others and others and others, and they get bigger and bigger and bigger, not right. by creating more things or by creating
just by
jobs, just
things.
By buying other companies. Yeah. They get bigger, yeah. and they call it a roll-up.
Some banks.
Apparently, there are questions being asked on whether or not the practice of roll-up is good for the recovery community because there are a couple of big health groups that are buying up dozens and dozens and dozens of small independent recovery facilities and making big blanket things. One of them, the one that's in the article, was actually owned by the Bain Corporation, which their major stockholder was Romney. It's called the CRC Health Group. They have purchased over 20 new facilities in 2 years.
Uh-huh.
Because it turns out that rehab is good business.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
They're making buckets of
Number
money.
Number one show on A&E is Intervention. That'll tell you something.
This is the last one.
Last season?
Is it?
Yep.
No.
They'll have something coming in after that.
Everybody got well.
You know what I hated about Intervention? I watched like maybe a season and a half of it. What I hated about it was that like the tweakers and the potheads and the chick that sniffed glue and all the other those people, at the end, it says, so-and-so has been sober for 6 months and is gotten a new job and a new family, blah,
and
blah, blah.
And a new life. And
all the alcoholics, at the end, it says, they stayed sober for a month, but then were back out on the streets. And then they died. All the alcoholics
maybe,
die.
Maybe AA has to change.
Perfect.
Anyway, so the story goes on, and it talks about what they're questioning is that, is this better for the patient? Because
who knows?
Relapse rates appear to be rising at the same time that the roll-up is rising.
Hmm. You know what? There's a lot of criteria involved in determining that. Because, you know, we've seen it around here. We had Charter Hospital and Las Encinas Hospital both got bought by Aurora. Now, I don't know if Aurora's bought a bunch of facilities, but they certainly own two of the ones around here. The other thing I would wonder is if some of these facilities were in some kind of financial trouble, them getting taken over may actually have helped them to be able to continue to give service. So, I don't know.
There's a lot of money out there for recovery.
Yeah. Well, another aspect of the article talks about how some smaller but very highly regarded facilities are being squeezed out by the big ones who get automatic referrals from hospitals and things like that. That the smaller ones, like our sponsor, is well regarded. And it's a small one. It's not in a big system like that.
Mm-hmm.
And could they be feeling the pinch from this?
Possibly. I would think that even smaller facilities, if they're well, like I could tell you one that's in the local vicinity called Impact House. Impact House is a single facility. I can guarantee Impact House is not going to get squeezed out by anybody. They've been around forever. They've got, you know, everybody in the community digs them. The courts dig them.
A recovery home that's an old sponsor of ours. I went and spoke there on a panel last month, and there were women there from all over the country. I mean, it was really amazing to see how many women came from another state that came there specifically to go.
Remember at the charter meeting, we had a group of people, and we're like, hey, anyone from out of town? And everyone was from out of town. And they had some facility in, like, Upland. And, like, I don't know where they're getting people from, but, I mean, they had people from Alaska and Hawaii, and, like, none of them were local. So, I don't know.
Nobody gets loaded around here.
Yeah, well.
No, apparently not. Well, okay. Be that as it may, we're moving on to Lorain, Ohio.
Well, we had such a good time in Iowa.
Yeah, we did.
I'd go to Ohio, though.
The police, now, the...
Because I like the song.
The injured man in this story, there is no name provided for him, and that's probably a good thing. The police were called to say that to find that a homeless man had cut off his penis. They found him with his hands and his gym shorts covered in blood. And he told the officers he had just cut his penis off. He tried to use a rusty saw.
Oh, my God.
But that didn't work, used a broken bottle instead.
Oh, Chuck.
Oh, sorry.
You didn't give his leg crossing alert before this.
Sorry.
What the
man.
F.
Now, he told the police that Bush beer made him do it.
I'm feeling a little queasy right now.
Yes, his.
I don't think it's just Bush beer.
Well, that's what he told them when they asked him, why did you do this? He said, Bush beer made me do it.
I'm thinking some angel dust might be involved in this.
His member was found lying on the train tracks where they retrieved it. Life Flight was called, and he was taken to the hospital for treatment.
Oh.
And needless to say, a mental evaluation was also requested.
Good thinking.
This comes under the heading of things you hate to hear.
Things that make you go, ooh.
Mm.
Okay. And here's an interesting little tidbit.
Please follow up on that story, by the way, and let us know if they ever come up with the reason why he decided to do this.
Other than Bush beer made him do it?
Yeah.
And if it's ever to be attached. Like, what was the guy?
Rusty saw, tough to put it back.
No, the girl that cut
it.
Off.
You can't bobbit it.
Yeah. And apparently he worked so well, he went and did porn after that.
Yeah. This is an interesting little tidbit. The highest-ranking Soviet bloc intelligence officer, he defected to the West. He just wrote a new book that spills quite a few secrets, and it turns out that the Russian KGB was in charge of fomenting negative feeling toward the West in Muslim countries during the 70s and early 80s.
You think?
The KGB officers were sent in to try to create anger against the U.S.
They did a good job.
I would say that worked pretty well for them.
Successful program.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know what? To be honest, like, we've never done that to countries. Gone in and, like, try to make the Soviets look bad.
At any rate, the gentleman in question is Lieutenant General, former Lieutenant General, Ion Mihail Pasepa.
That's pretty high ranking.
The book is entitled Disinformation.
Okay.
I would almost read that.
In case you
book.
Wanted to read it.
I just might.
I
know
will
me
be
in books.
Ordering a copy for my library. Now, let's see. Oh, here's... Okay. This was really good. Okay, they got 90... like almost $95 million in three crates going on a flight from on a Swiss Airlines flight from Europe to New York. Came in at like 2 a.m. in the morning. Next morning, they find out that $1.2 million in cash is missing. They think it disappeared in New York.
You think?
However, it took them a little while to figure out how.
How?
Because the crates were sealed.
Yes.
They were jammed up against the side of the plane. They were all sealed.
Yes.
When they started opening, they just opened the crates and started pulling off the packets of money.
Okay.
Found the money was short and couldn't figure out why. What happened was, what they think happened was that in the process of loading, in Switzerland, in the process of loading them onto the plane, they used forklift because there was a hole on the backside of one of the crates, one of the containers, that was about the right size and shape as the little fork on a... on a lifter.
Okay.
Just big enough for a guy to put his hand in. So they think that somebody that works at JFK saw the hole when they...
And pulled?
Availed himself of $1.2 million.
They can see who's got the new Corvette.
Oh, no. If they were smart, they wouldn't spend any of the money.
Right now. Yeah, but eventually they will.
So at any rate, so now they're trying to figure out who took the money.
I find it interesting. They immediately go to that instead of thinking maybe one of the guys unloading the thing may have unloaded some more. Or one of the guys loading it in Switzerland might have off some of it.
Could be any of the above.
And then directed a guy to punch a hole through the back with the forklift to make it look like someone at JFK
or
did it.
The hole got punched in Switzerland.
Yes.
And somebody there took it.
Yeah.
True.
Quite the conundrum.
The forklift operator said... When the forklift came back out, it came back out with a bunch of $100 bills stuck to it.
He said, what the fork?
I believe it's in Indianapolis, or Indiana.
Okay.
Gary, Indiana.
I thought Franklin County was in Kentucky.
There
Maybe
may be one in
one.
Both.
Okay. Well, at any rate, Franklin County Sheriff's Department... now, this is one of those things you're going to listen to the story and you're going to go, oh, yeah, I can totally see how that would happen.
It doesn't end up with, like, pirates driving a golf cart, though, right?
No. Sandra Rivera was driving her minivan through a parking lot at one of the state beaches near a lake, I guess. Her minivan struck two people as they were walking through the lot.
Yeah, that's not good.
Now... Clump, clump. They're all fine. I mean, everybody, you know, there was a broken leg. They were all treated and released at the
hospital.
By one of the
people who was hit, right?
What?
By one of the people who was hit.
Yes.
Okay, not by Sandra.
No.
Sandra didn't break her leg.
No, she didn't break her leg.
Okay, go ahead.
She broke one of their legs.
Okay.
So everybody's going to be fine. So it's not
Tell that
a total
to the guy with the
tragedy.
Broken leg.
The police, you know, she wasn't drunk. They did a DUI test. They did the, you know, there was nothing wrong. There was a spider in her car. And she said she became distracted. Now, knowing what happens when a spider suddenly appears in my car, I think distracted is a bit of an understatement.
Where are the spiders?
Because when a spider suddenly appears in my car, it's more like, pull over. Because there's a spider in your car.
I thought like it was a snake.
So I can totally see how she became distracted and hit two people.
Uh-huh. Wow.
What was it? Was James the one that had the bee in the car?
I don't know. James had a bee out in front of the store. This guy's sitting in front of the store, and I'm like, he's scared of bees because apparently he goes into anaphylactic shock.
That would make him cautious.
However, I mean, he runs like a girl. when a bee's around. So I'm like, dude, will you quit swiping at him if you're pissing it off?
Yeah, you gotta hit him.
Because I sit there all the time and bees go by and I never get bothered. So the bee goes and stings him. And I'm like, don't we need to call like paramedics? And he's like, well, no. And I'm like, I thought you were going to anaphylactic shock. I'm like, it was one of those stories.
Yeah.
I think he's just a wimp.
Yes. I think he's just scared of bees.
Usually it's the guy who swings at the bee that slaps it onto you. And you get stung.
Yeah. I haven't been stung since I was a teenager.
Yeah. The last time I got stung was because my mother was a beekeeper. And I was laying out by our pool, felt something on the back of my leg, went to brush it off, and got stung. I'm like, thanks, Mom.
You can find solace in the fact that's the last thing that bee ever did.
And we got a lot of good honey. My mom's honey won some awards. It was good stuff. All orange blossom.
That almost sounds creepy. My mom's honey won some awards.
Okay, anyway, that's the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
We are.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation.
And Sober College.
Selfwillhappens.com.
.com. So, we have a topic sent in by a listener, Dakota.
I thought it was Jack.
Oh, no, pardon me. Sent in by Jack.
Jack said it is.
Sorry about that, Jack. Dakota, you should send in something. We would do it. We also haven't heard from Naked Zombie Drummer lately.
Yeah, he'll show up occasionally.
But Jack said a topic about things that didn't quite go as expected. Things that either went better than or worse than you thought they were going to. I would ask Shelley what she thought about that, but she's busy reading the ingredients
on her, ice
on her corn.
No, it's not an ingredient. I just realized there was a recipe for a roasted recipe. Corn.
A recipe for making your knee not hurt so much.
For roasted corn, it's on the, my little cold pack here is a bag of frozen corn. It sounds quite good. It's diced green chilies, cilantro, lime juice, feta cheese.
Welcome to the Recovery 101 Food Network. Shelly's going to be the next Food Network star.
Yeah, Recovery 101 cooking show.
It sounds really Chopped. Good. I might have to try it.
Chopped. Yeah. I love that show. It's Chopped. It's like so goofy.
You know, isn't 4th of July well over with by now?
You would think so. I love a Chopped, though. They'll be like, you're going to have a... we're going to give you a piece of bread, three gummy bears and a
clove of garlic.
And a clove of garlic.
Make
and
a dessert.
I'll make a chutney. So, Shelley, things that didn't quite go as expected. You have any experience with that? I guess there's a lot of different ways you could look at it.
My whole life did not go as expected.
She thought you'd be taller.
I was expecting someone taller. No, I was.
You were?
No. I'm kidding.
I was taller.
Gray light for Smokey and the Bandit.
Yes. I was supposed to be a star of stage, screen, and television, according to my father, and I ended up being a pseudo-librarian and an alcoholic. That really didn't go as planned.
You were a Miss Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh, jeez. Do we have to go there again? Holy crap.
But
The facts are the facts.
The facts are the facts. And besides, you didn't do something stupid like the gal from, who was it? It was like North Carolina, Miss North Carolina or something. They asked, if you've never seen the video, you got to go see it. She's answering questions, and she has absolutely no idea what she's talking about.
Miss Utah in the last pageant.
Is that what it was?
Oh, Miss Utah. God, it was so funny.
Yeah.
Halfway through, she just stops.
Yeah. Goes, just.
Oh, my canned answer didn't work.
Yeah.
That didn't go as I planned.
Yeah, that didn't go as she planned. So, Shelly, you ever had anything like when you were, I don't know, like a secretary? Did you ever, like, have a speaker or something that didn't go as planned?
Oh, yeah.
Or?
Yes, I had. I had a speaker show up once that was recommended to me by a longtime member. And he showed up. He was wearing a nice sport coat and shiny shoes.
He's supposed to be a great speaker.
Supposed to be a great speaker. Supposed to have like 20-something years. He looked really good. Got up there. Turned out he'd relapsed 2 weeks before. And this is at a meeting that he's speaking at that requires 10 years for their speakers. And I just about
he
died.
He had 10 years.
Not consecutively
time.
Anymore.
Did it say continuous?
Yes.
Or did you say you had to have 10 years of sobriety?
10 years of continuous sobriety.
I'll bet it didn't. I'll bet it just said 10 years.
Yeah.
Loophole. Loophole.
So that really did not go as planned. But you know what? I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, and I'm like, when I realized this, it was early in his pitch, and I thought, holy crap, what do? I'm the secretary. I'm supposed to be, you know, captaining this ship. And all of a sudden I thought, you know what? If he is up there and he's sober for the last 2 weeks and he's sharing at this meeting, this is obviously what God intended. So I just sat down and shut up.
So you sort of felt like the captain of the Exxon Valdez?
Yeah.
How'd you like to have that guy's story?
Yeah, that didn't go as planned.
One up that guy.
Yeah.
Hey, well, let me tell you how it used to be, what happened, what it's like now. Yeah, I crashed my oil tanker into the coast of Alaska. Destroyed the ecosystem for the next 100 years. You know, the guy sitting over in the corner goes, I don't relate.
Yeah.
I don't relate.
And I'm grateful.
And the guy says, I'm not that bad.
Yeah. I got to go out. I got to go find a better story.
How about you, Mark? Do you ever have planned?
I think a lot of things with speakers that you book for meetings don't go as planned. I had the one time I booked a guy come in. I heard him share a couple times. Asked him to come be the main speaker at a meeting.
Is this a guy with like 9 months?
No, he had 4.5 months.
Oh,
this guy got done speaking, like three people went and asked him to sponsor them.
Yeah, guy was awesome.
This guy had 4.5 months.
Is this the guy at Charter?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, guy was,
yeah, was
awesome.
Great.
We're
he
listening to him, we're like, that guy's on fire.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I had no idea how much time he had. It sounded like he had...
years.
Yeah. We had worked all the steps, so, you know.
And then what happened?
He's actually a drummer for a band, and he went on an international tour. I haven't heard whether he's sober or not.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of the other guy. You had a guy who had like 9 months.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
One of the best speakers I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah, he was on fuego, baby.
Yeah, he was just.
He went out like 6 weeks later.
Yeah, he was just on a roll. Yeah. Well, and there's another one. You know, like things didn't go as expected. We knew a guy. He didn't really have the time requirement to be a chairman of the local CA board or vice chair. And
he got a little time.
You know, a guy seemed to be working a good program and everything, and his little ego thing got a hold of him. And next thing you know, next time I saw him, he was probably sans about 60 pounds, came up to ask me for a cigar outside of a meeting, didn't go in the meeting, was riding a bike. This is a guy that I'd see in a suit all the time.
And a Mercedes.
And this guy is on like this broken down bicycle, and I'm like, wow, that didn't quite go as expected.
Well, how about our friend who was in the peanut gallery several times over the last few weeks, who was clean and sober and everything was great? Went and got loaded, probably didn't expect he's going to end up in jail right away.
Yeah, you know, and I'll tell you that he jaywalked across the street, which made the cops stop.
That's just bad luck.
Yeah. Actually, someone mentioned this to me the other day. I had a customer in my store, and the guy's from, I don't know where he's from, Guatemala or something. And he says, you know, America, because it's like the freest country there is. He goes, that's why I came here. And he goes, you can get a ticket for walking across the street here. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, you guys got a lot of laws. He's like, man, you can walk across the street in Guatemala, you don't get a ticket. He goes, I love that I'm in the freest place on earth, and I get a ticket if I walk across the street in the wrong spot.
For your own protection.
For your own protection.
Yeah. Bruce, at least now you got a better chance of not jaywalking. But when Starbucks was across the street from your place, there was ever a time we didn't jaywalk.
No, I always jaywalked there. Yeah. Always.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? What other kinds of things? Well, I've done inventories with guys that didn't go quite as expected. You know, guys, they seem like, you know, I'm not going to get any specifics or names, but like someone who seems relatively mellow or family guy, and then you hear like these extremely twisted stories. I'm like, oh, hey, wow. Ooh. And, you know, I'm one of those guys that I tell sponsees, look, if you haven't killed more than a couple of people, you probably won't tell me anything I've heard. I haven't heard.
Yeah.
And that's guaranteed that I'm going to hear something I've never heard before.
Yeah.
And be a wee bit crazy.
But somebody's heard it.
That somebody's heard.
Yeah.
So, Shelly.
Yes.
You have any other examples of when things didn't quite go as expected?
Well, yeah. The beginning of my sobriety did not go as expected. I wasn't expecting to have to do crackpot stuff like drive up to the top of Haven and sit in the dirt and be one with the earth.
That's true.
That was a little strange.
Was it right the 12 and 12 backwards or something?
Yes, and I had to copy out the 12 and 12 backwards with my left hand into a notebook. That didn't seem right either because, I mean, I grew up in the program and I'd never heard of that, but, you know, the whole any lengths thing, so I just did what I was told. And then had my little, you know, I did my little slow waltz with the bottle again. And then got the sponsor I have now. I still have the same sponsor. But when I had to drop my fourth, I was not planning on dropping my fourth ever because I was convinced that she would not like me anymore. And
I guarantee her fourth is
way worse.
Way worse than yours.
Well, it doesn't even matter. It's a moot point anyway because she listened to it. We did, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9. I started 9, and now if something comes up and it's something I relate to that was on my fourth or whatever, and I'll say, well, that sounds like me, and she'll say, what? Why? What? Because she doesn't remember any of it.
Well.
It was that important.
Yeah.
I think that probably your sponsor at the end of your inventory goes, what a lightweight. Oh, my God.
That was it?
It didn't go as planned because I was figuring if I just didn't say anything, she'd forget about it, but she kept bugging me and bugging me and bugging me, and then I got physically sick from it, from not doing it. And then I had to be kidnapped into doing it. So that didn't exactly go as planned. I was planning on just not saying anything.
I had a thing that did not go as planned once involving inventory as well. And I shared about it a long time ago on the show, but went to do my fifth with my sponsor. We're down there. I'm reading to him, and he's an older guy. So like, if it looked like he was nodding off, I'd start reading real quick. And I look at the end of the table, and there's a guy. We're at Santa Monica, right by the boardwalk, and we're sitting at this picnic table, and I look, and there's this guy on roller skates at the end of the table who's just enthralled. I didn't even notice he had come up.
And, I love this story.
And I look at my sponsor, and I look at the guy, I'm like pointing out, I'm like, what about him? My sponsor goes, you don't know him. He's like, keep reading. And then we're going to do this spiritual thing. We're going to light my inventory on fire in the barbecue pit. We're going to carry the ashes out, watch the waves take away my old life. It's going to be very spiritual. Wind comes up. Can't light this thing. The guy with the roller skates is there with the Zippo. I mean, we can't. I mean, the guy's, here's this idiot on roller skates going to help me light my inventory. We cannot get it to light. Every time we're trying to light it, it's just a huge wind. And my sponsor keeps looking at me. He goes, are you sure you wrote everything? And I'm like, everything I could think of. So we went back to his house in Pasadena, threw it in the barbecue pit, which, you know, had no problem lighting it, took the ashes and flushed them down the toilet, which was not quite as spiritual as putting them on the waves.
Got to the same place.
So that didn't quite go as expected.
Got to the same place. Got to the ocean.
Anything else, Mark?
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, everything else. You can think about back when I was out getting loaded.
Yeah, nothing went as expected.
Some good, some bad. I went to a guy's place one night to pick up a half an ounce of Coke. He handed me the wrong bag. I ended up with 1.75 ounces. Didn't expect it.
I was going to say, you'd think you would notice that right off.
No, he was in a hurry.
You would notice it right off.
I didn't notice it until I got to San Diego.
He noticed it later, though.
No, he didn't. I actually called and told him.
Dude, I would have never done that. I would have never called him. I would have said, no, I got a half ounce right here. Mm.
Nah, I called and told him. He was a friend.
There's no way to plan for the unexpected.
Your story with the flushing the your thing down the toilet reminds me of this girl I knew in college that she was one of those new age type of people. She even her name was like Molly something, and she changed her name to Willow Sparrow Feather.
Willow Sparrow Feather.
Willow Sparrow Feather. And she was very big into symbolism and the whole new age. She was Wiccan in the sense that she knew nothing about Wicca, but she wanted to be Wiccan. You know what I mean?
Right.
That kind of thing.
Okay.
So she decides that she wants to have like all the symbols of all the things that she wants in her life in her home. And so she decided that a white dove, keeping a white dove as a pet, would be a perfect symbol of the love that she wants to bring into her life. And she went to school one day and came home, and the dove had drowned in the toilet. And I almost peed my pants laughing. She was so mad at me. She's like, why are you laughing? This is just devastating. And I said, love died in the toilet. And I started laughing.
This program tells you certain things if you read the book. It tells you 9 out of 10 times.
The unexpected happens.
The unexpected happens.
I know, but if it happens 9 out of 10 times, then it's expected.
I love getting Shelly fired up.
I hate that.
I love the girl who changes her name like that, because I used to think, what would my Indian name be? It'd be like Dances with Beers.
Well, there's a drag queen in the program who's changed its name several times. About every other time it comes back.
I don't know this person, do I?
No.
Oh.
So, then Shelley, what would your final words on the unexpected be?
Expect the best, prepare for the worst.
Okay. Mark?
I find that when I temper my expectations, my program works a lot better.
Okay, well, I'll amend it then. Hope for the best, prepare for the worst. How about that?
Keep your expectation levels low and your acceptance level high. Mark.
So we all kind of said the same thing with different words.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Mark, who is our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication online. You can get it sent to you via email. You can get the subscription prescription. He'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have a sober living or a recovery home or someplace where many of us sick gather, contact Bruce. He'll send you some hard copies to strew about the facility. If you're interested in a franchise, contact Bruce, and he'll give you all the information you need to open the 12-Step Gazette in your little corner of the world.
Sweet. So, Shelley.
Dude.
Yes?
Someone is listening to the show.
Awesome. Keep listening.
Thank you.
Go to recovery101.net. Scroll down, click on a show. Click on like a permalink. If you are a member of Podomatic, awesome. You've just been counted. Thank you. That helps us with our numbers. If you're not, you have the opportunity to become a member. And it's free. Please do it. And you'll get lots of awesome things, and you can add us to playlists and whatnot.
You also want to, if you've got a Facebook, you want to join a Recovery 101 group, you can do that. You can also like the fan. You can be the fan page at Recovery 101 Radio Show. We've got videos at recovery101radio@gmail.com. And if you'd like to join the crack advertising staff, that's recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
And Shelley, who is the lead out music by?
It's by Strangely All Right, our band of the month.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.